let's continue to host them, because among others, by helping them, by hosting them, they are also helping humanity. Because you see, the world is a global village. You see, and Ghana has international obligations. So to the extent that these guys have been found to need such a status and have been granted and they've lived there for some time, let's continue to host them.
How is this going to strengthen the relationship between Ghana and the U.S.?
Ghana, by accepting to host them and subsequently granting them refugee status, demonstrates that we are a friend indeed. You see, it shouldn't be that we are only friends when we are in need of American help. But this time, people have shown that we have something to offer.
There are those critics who also think that with the denigratory comments made by the U.S. president, they should come and take their baggage away.
No. I can understand the sentiments of my fellow countrymen. But you know, international relations are not conducted by just those mere rhetoric. It is that we said it goes far beyond that. We look at all of the circumstances. It's just like being married. When your spouse insults you with a single insult, is it the norm to just go and file for a divorce? No, because a spouse may have other good things. He brings other things to the table. So you look at it holistically. So I would need that patients would accommodate them well, because among others, as I stated earlier, we are also helping humanity and it's good.
Can the government decide to revoke their refugee status given to these two?
Oh, definitely. There are so many grounds to revoke. If, let's say, the applicants lied in order to get the status, or finally, let's say, the conditions that necessitated the grant of the status, that granting them refugee status, if those conditions no longer subsist. So, simply put, if the situation in Yemen improves so that there is absolute peace and quiet there, then the government definitely can subsequently take steps to revoke. But we should not revoke that status now.
Human rights lawyer Martin Pebu talking to Phyllis Kofi.